Okay, so we're going right there in the Kenyan Torah. We talked about the idea of being Kabbal from a Rebbe last time, the Talmud. Talmud means that you're willing to be a Talmud, you're willing to learn from a Rebbe. And there was two Inyanim in that. One was that alone, that you want to be a chain in the Masorah. You want to be able to be Mekabel from the Rebbe, the way the Rebbe explained it, the way the Rebbe heard it, and go be Mekabel, a chelek of that. The next idea is Shmias Oizen. Shmias Oizen is a very fundamental midah. Shmias Oizen means that you know how to hear people. You know how to understand and listen to people. Shmia is one of the most important midos when it comes to learning, because if a person is only going to say what want to hear what they have to say, then they're never going to get smarter. If they're willing to hear what other people have to say, they're going to get smarter. The Goyin, gotta get a Goyin in here. The Goyin initially says on the Pasuk, Ba Zadoin, if a Zadoin comes, V'yavoi Kolin, then Kolin comes, Ves Tznuim Chachma. And with Tznuim comes Chachma. So Zadoin is a person that only wants to listen to himself. So Ba Kolin, you can't even hear the Rebbe then. He's only busy talking to himself. Ves Tznuim, person only listen to Chachma. But then the Goyin adds a Mordekai Nekuda. The Goyin says that I'll prove to you, this is awesome. I'll prove to you that what you hear is more important than what you say. Because you were created with two ears and only one mouth. Why are you created with two ears? Because the ears are there for everything that you don't have yet. It's only to bring in. So you think, look, the mouth is to bring in and to take out. It's only to take out. Food would bring in, but it's Chachma and Torah, it's only to bring out. There's nothing to bring in. So it's more important to bring in than to take out. And he says that's why you're created. The amount of Torah that you can learn with your mouth, you only need one for. The amount of Torah you can learn with your ears, you need two for. So the Goyin says, unbelievable. So is it Lashon? Goyin's Lashon is, okay, this is something you can take home with you. Unbelievable. So the Shmias Oizen means the person's going to hear what he has to say. Now, Lemaisa, hearing doesn't just mean that you heard it physically. It means you took it in and it affected you, which is what we're saying. You have to have the ability to allow those things which you hear to take effect on you. Everyone, the big all the Musar, Ayishma Yisrael. So Shama, whatever the idea is, right? So what do you mean everyone heard it? So the idea wasn't that he heard, the idea was that he stelled to do it. Why is the uniqueness of Yisrael and the Shmiya? Says it all starts in how you heard it, how you heard it. Did you hear it in order to act? Did you hear it in order to let it make an impact on you? Did you hear it in order to see how you can become a better person from that? Or did you hear it in order to figure out how you could be mafakpik on it and how you could, find the problem with it, etc.? And that's why the Rabbi Yonah says, Siagul Chachma, Shtika, because the only person that's shoysik is going to be able to be a good listener. Siyag l'chokhmah is to hear what other people have to say. I think Pashup Shat in that people think is Siyag l'chokhmah shtika, just don't say stupid things. Right? Don't say things which are not smart. So Binyan says, no, that's not the point. The point is not that you shouldn't talk. The point is if you talk, you can't listen. Right? So someone told me just now, he says, yeah, is this a famous expression? He said something like, "My chavrus is like a dentist." It's a dentist.
I never said it.
I said, "What do you mean the dentist?" He says, "Yeah, I don't really want to go with this guy. He's like a dentist." Cool. He says, "A dentist just talks. Because the guy, the patient, you're working on his mouth, right? So he can't talk. So he has nothing to say. So the dentist likes talking. This is like a dentist. Like, yeah, he just does all the talking. I can't. He doesn't want to listen to me ever. Whatever. So that's a chasar. It wasn't here in the Kol, by the way. Just throw that out there. But it's b'shmias oizen is that midah. Okay. Now, there's another famous Bali Musar on this, right? The Bali Musar say, Rabbi Yoina brings it down. He says that Shmia is the most important sense of this of the chushim of a person. It brings a raya. Because he says that if your person is mesame einoi shel chaveroi, if you blind someone, meshalm dmei einoi. But charshoi, if you make him deaf, meshalm dmei kuloi. You got to pay the value of the whole person as an eved. So why? So obviously, you're impairing him in a way more than not being able to see. By not being able to hear, the person becomes less able to learn from his surroundings. He's just not a useful person in that sense. Okay, so he says you bring your Rabbi Yehuda brings a raya. Do you see that the most important midah of the person is shmiya? Interesting. Anyway, so shmias oizen in this case. One more point I want to make. We mentioned before that shmiya doesn't mean hear. Listening means how you heard it in order to allow it to impact you. So the Gemara says, why did the Torah choose the oizen to be the Aver that your Miratzea when an Eved decides to stay by his master? So it says, Oizen Shishama Bar Sinai Al Kili Bnei. So there's a tiny on the Oizen. That the Oizen didn't hear properly. That's the Taina, because the guy didn't hear. He went ahead and bought himself an Adin. Why? Because he didn't hear properly.
I think he didn't hear probably. He heard and he didn't listen.
Okay, so I'm saying it's Chassar on the Oizen. It's a Taina on the Oizen. But Taina on the Oizen. It's a Taina on his heart, on his lave, on his brain. You see that in the Torah, the Indian Shmiya doesn't just mean allowing the waves to come in. It means how to.
Ushmai
Yisrael. Heron and
right.
Daren.
Comprehension.
Heron and Daren, as they used to say. All right. So the idea is that's called a tain on the oizen when the oizen doesn't hear properly. It's about the gavar.
You think Shema Yisrael gets to have in mind what it means? It doesn't mean listen, O Israel.
Kabilu, right? Usually, very often the Targum teaches Shema is kabilu. Now the. By the way, that Gemara. I spoke here on Pesach, and I was talking about how, even though the Jewish people went free by day, but that's a mecheirus happened at night. That's a mecheirus from Klal Yisrael happened at Chatzos HaLayla, and I was trying to bring raya's to it. So amongst the raya's is a different thing I heard from Rav Matisyahu and a different Shmuzi, because there's two Ma'amari Chazal in the Gemara Kiddushin. One Ma'amar Chazal is the one we just mentioned. Why was the Oizen chosen L'Ratzeya? The other Maamar Chazal is, why was the mezuzah chosen to be the kli upon which you're meratzeah? And the Gemara says that oizen, that delis, sheheida, ba'omri, lebanai, whatever, kli b'nei shalavon, v'lavon, so in other words, Chazal are saying, when did Hashem say, avadayim, you should be my avadim? When? On the night of Pesach. By the way, when they put the blood on the walls. So Raya, that the statement of Avadayim happened then, not Rav HaSinai. The Cheirus happened at Chatzos Laila when they put the dam on the wall, on the Mefurash HaGemara.
Trying to be right that the Cheirus happened at night and not the following day.
The following day they physically left.
Right.
But that's a Cheirus, the concept that they became Avadai Avdei Hashem. Lav de Paroi happened that night.
Yeah, so that sounds first more breakfast in the beginning when
It says the Gula happened at night and the Cheres happened. Okay, so that's the Indian of Shmias Oizen. And in addition to that, there's a chiv to be shomer yoznayim because of this. Because if you listen to bad things, it's going to be poigim your shmia. That's why that Hashem created your fingers to be round. They could stuff your ears. Okay, Rabbi Sai, have a good Shabbos, and we will be in touch. We will continue next week.
What's the